Hi, Canucapsulers. Welcome to the Chronicle of New Eden. I'm Dan Nordico, CEO of Sorina Advance, an alliance and mom home. I'm also the co-host of the Canucapsulers Chronicle. It's a weekly show about Int news every Tuesday at 2015 Eastern Time Zone. This episode gonna be about growing up being a Minmatar. What it mean to be a Minmatar? What a thing! Like I said in the first episode, they are a tribal republic of warrior poets and artisans, fiercely proud and individualistic. They are also influenced by two big entities, the Amar and the Galante. Or they manage to be themselves between those two giants. That's what we're gonna talk about in this episode. So Canucks and friends, dive with me in the last episode about the Minmatar. Also keep in mind that I'm doing this podcast to get better in English. So I'm sorry in advance! Growing up Minmatar. While it is true for most people that the circumstances of one's birth profoundly affect one's future, it is for the Minmatar a matter of critical importance. Fully a third of the Matari people remain enslaved by the Amar Empire. To be born to slavery means, at best, indoctrination by the Amar in their religion. A life of unpaid toil. And possibly freedom in later life, if it suits the purpose of the Amar. At worst, it can mean being worked to death in the fields of a remote plantation or the death of an asteroid mine. Nothing of the rich heritage and culture of the Minmatar will be taught to slaves by their masters. And any sharing of such fragments of knowledge that slave communities have preserved will be punished severely by the Amar if discovered. For those born as slaves but later freed and returned to the Republic, unlearning Amar indoctrinations is a process that will take and shape the rest of their lives. Often they will never learn fully what it is to be a free Minmatar. Rescued or repatriated, Minmatar are assisted by their tribes as a matter of course. But the powerful indoctrination of the Amar faith is commonly found to be unshakable. Many free Minmatar choose to continue following the Amar religion and bring up their children in that faith. Such choices are incomprehensible to the Minmatar who inherited the legacy of the Great Rebellion, and it is usual and wise for Minmatar adherents of the Amar religion to practice their faith in private. Many other Minmatar are brought up in the cosmopolitan world of the Galante Federation, where perhaps a fifth of the total Matari population of New Eden have chosen to make their home. While many of these Minmatar celebrate and observe their tribal affiliations as a matter of cultural heritage, it is not usual for them to follow the implication of tribal culture to their logical conclusion. The Minmatar of the Federation, indeed, are more loyal to the ideals of the Galante democracy than the tribal politic of the Minmatar Republic. Even so, as a relatively recent and immigrant addition to the Galante Federation, the Minmatar who live and grow up there are often confronted with their share of prejudice. Even in the case of birth in the Minmatar Republic, or aboard the caravans of the Turker tribes, discovering one's place among the Minmatar is a path and not a destination. The son of a clan chief may have certain advantage over other children, but only for so long as it can justify and earn them. Rites of passage, contests, and other traditional rituals help young Minmatar discover what it is best for them and their people. Failing or succeeding in this test determine a Minmatar's initial place in the community. These challenges are not only physical but mental and social as the Minmatar grow and develop. They continue to devise tests for themselves. Many young Minmatar join a circle, a group of like-minded Minmatar that have joined together in pursuit of a specific goal or to work on a given project. Membership in a circle is not necessarily for life or determined by ties of family, clan, and tribe. And it is usual for young Minmatar to leave their first circle and go on to other things. Progression, advancement, and self-reliance are key concepts in the Minmatar mindset. By the time Minmatar reaches adolescence, she will have a good idea of where her natural talents lie, and so will her family, clans, and tribe at large. At adolescence, Minmatar undergo the Voluval, a coming-of-age ceremony common across all clans and tribes. The Voluval ends with the youth receiving a special form of tattoo, making her emergence into adulthood, along with all her responsibility toward family, clan, and tribe. Afterward, the newly recognized adult usually begins seriously study and practice in those areas where she shows promises. The exact form of the study varies greatly. Some Minmatar are apprenticed to a lone tradesman, while others join circles dedicated to the pursuit of knowledge. Many simply enroll in academies with thousands of similarly talented youths. Upon completing her education, a Minmatar enters society fully with all the choices and responsibilities that entail. This is the end of the episode. I hope you like it, and please follow me and hit the bell to be advised of my new episode. I feel like the Minmatar are lost children who are stuck between a controlling parent, the Ama, and the two maternal parents, the Galante. It would be interesting to free them from those two groups to see what they can do and become by themselves. Though I don't know much about the Galante, and to be honest, I can't wait to know more about them. The next episode will be about the history of the Galante. It's gonna be a long one, probably my biggest. Thank you for tuning in, Canucks and friends, and until next time, fly safe!